speaking of Bitsy, Sarah Nix, you know, we honor a town, a village, a burg, what have you, on a rearranged map of the United States every week, almost. Some weeks, not at all. Your Earth, the Town of the Week is Sarah Nix.
Our town of the week this week is Bonita Springs on Florida's southwestern coast. It got its start back in the 1870s when government surveyors set up camp next to a spring, which was rumored to have healing properties. Huh. The encampment was initially named Survey, for obvious reasons. Only a few people were living in the area when, in the 1880s...
Can I just stop it for a second? Survey for obvious reasons?
Yeah, because it was a surveyor's camp. So they named it Survey.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that part.
Yeah. So there were only a couple of people living there in about 1880 when a guy named Braxton B. Cummer bought 6,000 acres there. He was hoping to, and he did, set up a plantation for growing pineapples, bananas, and coconuts.
Huh.
The fruit groves and the village grew slowly through the early days of the 20th century. By 1920...
Your voice changed.
It seemed so poetic. By 1910, Survey had about 20 families. It had a log house school.
Survey.
Yeah, and a two-story hotel, which catered to visitors, and they came to southwestern Florida for hunting and fishing.
Uh-huh.
The village's name changed to Bonita Springs in the early 1920s when a real estate developer moved in. He decided that Survey didn't have sales appeal, so they renamed the new town Bonita Springs.
Huh.
Pretty place. Uh-huh. Until then, people had been traveling mainly by boat.
But isn't there? There's a fish, isn't there?
There's a Bonita's a fish as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently there are lots of, they also nicknamed the town Fiddlerville because of all the fiddler crabs on the beach. But the official name is now Bonita Springs. People had been traveling mainly by boat to the area until about 1920 when a rough road went in from Fort Myers to Bonita. More people moved to the area and the tourists, of course, started coming too. They came for hunting and fishing and shell gathering. These days, Bonita Springs is still a tourist town, a retirement town, a place for second homes. The population is about 44,000 people, and from what I can tell, it seems like a great place to visit. It's surrounded with nature preserves, beach parks, wildlife sanctuaries. There are manatees and dolphins and rare birds. There's also a thriving arts center with special film screenings, live performances, and visual arts exhibitions.
Wow, that going on.
Yeah, and that's our town of the week, Bonita Springs, Florida.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Florida, our town of the week. We are calling randomly right now. Lyle's not here, so Adam is just acting randomly in Lyle's little booth there. Lyle had to go to a wedding. I was opposed to it, but he went in anyway. Anyway, as we say around here. So, okay, and then we're going, and he's dialing randomly. He's not doing anything, he's just sitting there. Shouldn't you be looking for someone?
He's ignoring you.
Yeah. Adam?
Oh, just like Lyle.
Yeah, you got it down. What are you saying? Oh, there is someone. Lee Shine from Bonita Springs, Florida is online with us right now, our town of the week. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's a beautiful day, I bet you, in Bonita Springs, isn't it?
It is a beautiful day.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to spend it, do you think?
Mostly talking to you.
That's it?
Well, that's the highlight. Then after that, I don't know, beach, out to dinner, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. What beach do you go to in Bonita Springs? Is there a favorite one?
Well, my favorite is the one right near our house. You know, our beaches have consistently won top beaches by, that guy Dr. Beach, who rates beaches around the world.
Dr. Beach rated, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a PhD.
Yeah. Probably from Wisconsin, too, actually. And so is there a name for that beach, or don't you want to tell us because you'd have to kill me?
If we tell you, then everybody's going to come down here. But pretty much all our beaches really look nice. They're all sandy and have lots of nice shells.
That's nice. It sounds beautiful. And are you a healthy, tan individual? Are you like?
No, it's too hot, so everybody stays inside.
Yeah, so no one actually goes on the beaches. That's it. The locals don't, but other people. And are you from there originally, Lee? Or?
No, I'm originally from Chicago.
There you go. Now we're talking.
There's very few people other than those surveyors who are from here originally.
When did you come down?
I've been here about 10 years.
That's pretty good. And what were you doing up in Chicago that compelled you to head for Bonita Springs?
Actually, we've lived a lot of different places and came here primarily for the weather. And even though it's hot and humid right now and feels like it's about 104 in January when it's 70, you wouldn't want to be in Madison.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, it's hot and humid in Madison, but, you know, You go outside, there's no beach. You're in Madison. You know, I mean, it's and we have little lakes and things, but, you know, they're all blue-green algae covered, you know.
You do tend to take that for granted when you're here and you just live here all the time. You kind of forget about the fact that you can go out and get beautiful sunset up west coast here pretty much every night.
So are you saying your lifestyle has not changed dramatically from a Chicago lifestyle to Florida lifestyle?
Not dramatically, no.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of retirees down here who, you know, spend their time playing golf, but I still work, so not really doing that a lot. And we have a lot of what we call snowbirds, people who come down from the Midwest, like Madison.
Oh, sure.
This season.
Yeah, it's probably so. Just yell Packers and yell Go Packers, see who turns around on the beach.
Exactly.
Or the Bears, come on. Them too. And so what field are you in, Lee?
Actually, I do consulting. I actually do some performing at the Art Center that you mentioned. We do a great Art Center here, do some improv, and actually I do some voiceover work.
You do? Yeah, boy, so you're busy. You do voiceovers for commercials and such. And what are you doing as far as performing?
At the Art Center we've got here, we've got a new improv group that's going, so it's a little bit Chicago-style improv, but kind of local to Bonita.
Yeah, well, how cool. Oh, cool.
You can come visit.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Save you a seat.
Now, if we were coming down there, I'm not saying we are, but I'm saying if, and we wanted to come down there and not, you know, I mean, obviously the beaches and that sort of thing, but is there like an insider's tour of Bonita Springs that you take us on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's see. One of the things would be there is actually a spring here. A resort that's called Shangri-La, and of course, like every spring in Florida, rumored to be the Fountain of Youth.
Okay, and
definitely want to stop there.
It has those qualities and others, I'm sure. And people come down there to take the waters.
You know, it's been closed for many years, so I think it's been kind of a hidden gem. But we would take you there.
Okay, that's cool. Start in Shangri-La. It's a good place to start. But they have to stay there because otherwise you age terribly after.
You just have to stay in the water in order to be preserved.
Okay, in Shangri-La, then where we go?
Well, let's see. Our favorite restaurant's a place called A Table Apart. That's right here near our house in Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're right in between. We're south of Fort Myers and north of Naples, but we would try to just keep you right here in Bonita Springs.
Yeah.
And
Table Apart, and what do we get there? What's featured?
That's a sort of an interesting fusion of Hawaiian French, if you can believe that.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Fresh, local kind of stuff.
So it's Spam in garlic sauce.
With pineapple.
With pineapple.
And, of course, we'd have to spend some time at the beach and watch the sunset. I mean, even if it's hot all day, you can always go and watch the sunset. And we like a beautiful sunset over the water.
Yeah. And is there carousing that goes on the beach after sunset or...
There probably is, but where we are, it's very quiet. So there's carousing in some other areas, especially during spring break. But that's more in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Do they come down to Bonita Springs for spring break?
Not really.
Some of the older spring breakers, maybe.
Yeah. So the over 70 spring breakers.
Cool. All right. So now we're watching, and then rest of our evening. What do we do?
I don't know. Do you play golf?
No.
Neither do I.
Okay. Cool.
But we do have a really good mini golf. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
That's nice. And that does have a giraffe, actually.
There's a giraffe at the mini golf?
Yeah, but otherwise I don't think we have any giraffes down here. But plenty of bacon.
Okay.
But mini golf, I would say. Then we've kind of hit the high spots already.
Yeah. Further libation, or if we're going, we want to go out clubbing, let's say.
Then you'd probably want to stay in Madison.
There's no, disco scene, no little beach disco scene going on or anything like that?
No, but it might be a good idea if you want to come down, we could start one.
I don't think that's going to happen. So pretty much we go to bed after the sunset on the beach, huh? And then we plan for the next day.
Pretty much. I think that would be good. You know, and of course we want to wash out our shells we collect. We want to collect the shells and bring those home.
Yeah. And as far as living in Bonita Springs, living in Florida as opposed to living in Chicago, has it been good?
I think it is beautiful. It's warm. It's particularly good in January. But I think it is always nice to visit places like Chicago and get a dose of disco or whatever whatever it is that is in Chicago you can't find here.
Yeah. Okay. But have you adapted? You still feel like more of a Chicagoan or?
I think I used to think snowbirding was for really old people, and maybe I'm getting really old, but I think it actually has benefits. I think you really can't find everything in one place.
Mm, that's true. Well, Lee, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us. You've been very kind to do so. We have a little something for you.
We do. Lee, we'll be sending you the golden glory of the Badger State in an assortment of natural, organic, handcrafted cheeses from Southwest Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Lee.
Great, thanks. I hope you can put out ice when you send it.
Lee Shine, ladies and gentlemen, for our Town of the Week, Bonita Springs, Florida.